What does it look like to go back to our former way of life? I wonder what it looked like, what does that mean for those disciples who stopped following Jesus? Have we ever had that kind of moment in our own lives where we stopped following something, or we stopped paying attention to something, or when something no longer seemed important to us? I can share a little bit from my own life, an experience of kind of like this. Take you back a little bit into history. It was 1998. It was the NFC playoffs, the final, and going to the Super Bowl. The Vikings were playing the Falcons, and I was in high school, so I was really into football. Loved watching it. Loved the Vikings. This was great. We were going to get to the Super Bowl, and our team was really awesome, so we were going to win. And then we lost, and I was really upset. I cried. I was weeping and just really distraught by this loss that happened. Because the Vikings, they weren't who I thought they were going to be, right? I didn't realize that they were this. It's Minnesota, you know, Minnesota Vikings, we just can't quite get there. We just can't quite do it. And I thought, oh, they need to be this way. They need to be this certain way. They got to be this team that wins. And, you know, I wasn't ready and prepared for what happened that day. And so because of that, I kind of renounced being emotionally involved in sports from that day forward, and I haven't ever gone back to that. Maybe someday in the future I'll return, but for now I can't do it. And this can happen, and it's kind of a funny situation, but this can happen in our lives, right? Where something happens and we say, I don't think I can do this anymore. That can happen in politics, that can happen in our businesses or a company that we're a part of. This can happen in our families, in our relationships. We can experience that sort of moment where we say, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I want to be a part of this anymore. When it comes to our relationship with God, we can find that we might have that same approach at times. If He demands something of us that's hard, or He asks us to do something that's difficult, that challenges us, it's hard for us. And we might say, I don't know if I want to do that, Lord. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to invent my own system of beliefs and do what I think is right. We see this again and again in the scriptures, right? Israel, they're in the Old Testament, they're always going to God and then away from God. They kind of go back and forth. We see today in our first reading from Judges, Joshua saying to the people, decide today whom you will serve. And today in the conclusion of John chapter 6, we've been talking about this for the last month, Jesus gives His disciples a choice. Are they going to follow Him? Are they going to understand the Eucharist? You know, He's been saying, I am the bread from heaven. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. And can you believe this? Can you follow Me in this? And they're challenged, right? Many of Jesus' disciples were listening and they say, this saying is hard. Who can accept it? You know, they're challenged to really believe Jesus and trust Him. Now, it takes great faith to believe in the Eucharist, right? We know that. The apostles didn't quite understand, but they followed Jesus. Many of the disciples left Him, though. And, you know, many of us have grown up in the faith, and so we've been told again and again what the Eucharist is and how we're supposed to believe in it. This is the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. And so maybe that one's not so hard for us anymore. But what are the things that are challenging for us? What are the teachings of the church or the teachings of Jesus that we find hard to believe, hard to submit to? It's hard. There are different things that are hard and challenging, and we're challenged to take it all. We have to receive it all. What is Jesus asking us? You know, what are the things that challenge us? That to say, this saying is hard, who can believe it? Whenever we respond to Jesus or to the Lord and say, you know, I'm going to take this part and I'm going to put this other part aside. I can't accept this or I can't accept this teaching. Whenever we do that, we critically weaken our testimony of faith to the world and in our own lives, really trusting in God. We have to receive the whole, everything. It all comes together. And so I want to challenge us today to think about what are those things that we find hard to believe or hard to trust in God? What are the teachings that we struggle with? And to lay those before the Lord and say, Lord, I want to follow You. I want to believe you. Just like Peter did, you know, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of everlasting life. So what are the areas of our hearts that we find challenged? What are those things that we struggle with? Today, let's take a moment to step aside and put aside our doubts and follow, as Joshua says, you know, today it's a good day to decide. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve. Will we serve Jesus? Will we follow Him? Will we be faithful to Him or not? If we look at the state of the church today, we see that many people have left, right? Many people have decided no longer to follow in the path of Catholicism. And we see that, you know, maybe it's our brothers, our sisters, our children, our parents, our friends, our family, people we know. These are people we know and love. And it's painful that they have left. And all of us maybe have things that we are challenged by. You know, just like we hear in the gospel, as a result of this, insert whatever this is for us or for someone else, many of his disciples return to their former way of life and no longer accompany him along the way. We're challenged today to really take in everything and receive Jesus for who he is, not for who we want him to be, right? I wanted the Vikings to be a certain way, but they're just, let's just be honest, they're just not that team that's going to win the Super Bowl most of the time. And we have to accept that. That's okay. We can still root for them. I still root for the Vikings. I just am not as involved as I was because they didn't quite match up to what I wanted. And do I do that with Jesus at times? Do I say, Lord, you're not what I really want. I want you to be this way. This evening in our parish, we begin our parish mission tonight at 6 p.m. So we're all invited to come. And we all have brokenness. We all have different things in our lives that we need to bring to the Lord to ask for His healing. And so tonight, we're going to talk about God's healing and how we all need that. Tomorrow, Monday evening, we'll be talking about God's forgiveness, how we need to receive that, how we need to give that. And Tuesday, we'll be talking about God's mission. You know, that we are the church. We have a mission to go out and to bring the good news, to bring the truth of the gospel to the world. And we're called to go out as the community of faith to bring those brothers and sisters who have left or who have never heard the gospel to come to know Jesus. How is he supposed to do that other than through the body of Christ, through the members here in the church? So today, let's think about that. And I invite all of us to come to this parish mission and maybe bring a friend or a family member or somebody who's struggling with the church or struggling with the teaching or just maybe never has met Christ. So let's all take some time today to respond to the Lord. Respond to the Lord in faith and put aside our doubts. And let us say, like Joshua does today, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.